was a player you and I spoke about the first couple of weeks, and I thought fairly, based on how slow of a start I felt like and we felt like they were having to the season, Nick Bolton. Somebody had said yesterday, like, well, you better talk. Like, why wouldn't I? I'm not offended to say something good about someone just because I've been critical of their play before. Nick Bolton was one of the three best defensive players on the field yesterday. Not only did he save the game on the fourth down stop, obviously, in which the game was over because Nick Bolton made the tackle. He had three tackles for loss. You didn't see him in pass coverage. It wasn't like he was getting picked on by the tight ends. They had the one big play to Kyle Pitts, and outside of that, weren't calling tight ends names all day. Nick Bolton was everywhere in that game yesterday. It was his best game of the season. He was fantastic.
He was terrific. He really was. And yeah, he had a rough first 2 weeks, so the criticism, I think, was warranted at the time. But we saw why he has made a name for himself in the league, why he has become a player that, while I think in Kansas City, in a weird way now, suddenly less appreciated by some than he is in other markets. I mean, Chris Collinsworth was praising the heck out of him even before he was having the game that he was having. So I think he's maybe viewed more highly outside the market by fans than in this market for whatever reason. And I think it's the frustration with the coverage stuff. But when it comes to the run game and being a thumper, that's his bread and butter. And we saw that last night, that one particular play at the end, sure. But throughout the entire game, that's as good as it gets. I mean, that's the type of performance that you can only dream about getting from a linebacker that plays the role he has. Yes. And I still think we downplay the fact that he is the green dot, that he is orchestrating the entire defense. Whenever he's not out there, it is a much bigger loss than, oh, well, they'll just have Leo Chanel or Jack Cochran, no disrespect to them, we'll just have them out in coverage. There's a lot more to it than just that.
Somebody has to make the call
when Nick Bolton's not on the field. So he deserves the praise he's getting today, hopefully, that he is getting. He certainly got it last night. Because it wasn't a great 2 weeks, but he was sensational last night, and he was also banged up too. He was fighting cramps.
What was he fighting? He was holding his back or hip the entire time.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Jalen Watson and Nick Bolton were hurt on that final drive, but they came back in final two or three plays or whatever when it mattered most. Which is, look, I'm not saying they're the first football player that's ever battled through injury, but still, that was key to see, and it really impressive stuff from Nick Bolton.
Yeah, it was his. It's why people have gotten to like him in Kansas City. It doesn't erase, maybe some of the deficiencies in his game. There'll be other teams that try to take advantage of that. But the Falcons, obviously, they have Bijan Robinson and they have Tyler Allgeier. And Kirk Cousins has not found his rhythm inside the offense yet. I still think there's time on that. I think he's recovering from an injury and he's in a new offense with new weapons. Yeah, you're not going to want to face the Falcons nearly as much in Week 9. Maybe I'm off on this team. Maybe we're both off on this team. But I'm pretty sure by Week 9, you're not going to really like facing Atlanta when those things are clicking for them and they do have weapons and you can see why they would be dangerous. But they try to go to the run game. They had 17 carries for Bijan Robinson. He went for less than 40 yards. Now, we'll talk more about the defense as a whole coming up in a little bit, but that's attributed to Nick Bolton. I'll give him a lot of credit. And I told you on Friday, we talked a little bit about him. It really rang true to me when I was the Chiefs locker room covering Derek Johnson, and he was coming back from that, I think Achilles, when he was coming back from the final injury, and he had made it very clear to say the last thing to come back is your eyes. You're always a lot slower as a linebacker when you first get back, you're first back from injury. It is hard to be as aggressive as you're used to being. Well, it didn't look like that for Bolton on Friday, did it? Look like he had his eyes back. Yeah. He got faster to the spot than he has all season long.
Yeah, Derek Johnson was on the morning show today, but he was on the show as he is every Monday. Last Monday, that's exactly what he brought up, Cody, what you said there. That when Derek Johnson was talking about, he was asked about Nick Bolton from Dusty and Bob, basically like, hey, what, you know, is he all right? Like, what's going on? One, he said, yeah, he's going to be fine, but he acknowledged that he thinks maybe that's something that has to improve, and this was a huge game for that. And you brought up the tight ends, and it's interesting because for a second, I'm like, oh boy, here we go again. But honestly, it was the 150-yard reception where they really got him, and that was Justin Reed, I think, in coverage there.
It was.
And after that, Kyle Pitts ended up with, what, 59 yards? Two catches, 59 yards. So
one more catch for nine
actually,
yards.
For the first time all year, I don't think it's even fair to say, oh, the tight ends got the best of him. No, they did. One catch for 50 yards. I disagree.
And they originally called a hold on Bijan Robinson and picked up the flag.
They did. They waved it off. That's
and
right.
In that retrospect. Right. And look, again, this is not, I think in the middle, like, we keep a live update of, like, the things we're watching in the game. In the middle of the game, when these penalties are getting called long before the final play, I had said, God, some of this officiating is brutal. And I put in there a particular note that said, I'm never going to blame this for the win or the loss, but that was a missed holding call on Bijan Robinson. He definitely held.
Probably. Probably. But again, that's the point.
Who cares? Calls get missed.
Going back to what we said before, that every single NFL game has a call that is missed, or two or three or four. You hope that it's not that many, but that's usually what we see. And it's what team takes advantage of the break that they get. And nobody, as we started the show with, nobody takes advantage of the break that you might get than the Chiefs. So it feels like they get more breaks. It's that simple to
23 carries for 63 yards is all they ended up with because of Nick Bolton. So I'll give them all the credit.